Shut up and sit down.
What's going on, guys? This is another episode of the MMA Complex Podcast. We are back. Took a little bit of hiatus.
About a month.
Yeah, almost a month.
Yeah.
It's December 3rd. We're in the month of December now. Basically, took the month of November off. I am Josh.
I'm James.
Glad to be back, man. What are we? How was your month? How was your November?
Fuck, it was fucked up. The first week of November wasn't bad.
It started out pretty good, and then you got COVID.
Yeah, I got COVID. Fuck.
Tell everybody your experience with COVID. How was that?
Well, so my girlfriend's brother, youngest brother, I guess he was sick the week prior.
Yeah.
And he had a bad cough, and then they told him to go to the doctor, but he goes, I'm fine. This is a cough. And then it went from having a cough to he lost his sense of taste and smell.
Yeah.
So the mom goes, get tested this morning. Okay, I will. And so he leaves. Me and Santa are coming to me and my girlfriend come on our way to her house.
Yeah.
And her mom calls us and saying, look, your brother went to go get tested. So while he's gone, put gloves on, a mask, and disinfect, you know, the bathroom and stuff, because he goes in and out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
While he's gone. Okay, so we started doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm busy cleaning, and my girlfriend has a phone call, so she goes outside to take a phone call. And I'm still cleaning, and he comes in. I didn't even hear him come in because I was too busy disinfecting.
Uh-huh.
And I hear someone coughing, and I turn around, and this motherfucker he's coughing with no mask, and I'm like right next to him. I go, damn it.
And then 3 days later.
3 days later, I get tested. Yeah. I started getting like cold chills and a fever, a little congested, and then I get tested, and sure enough, test positive.
Yeah.
I can't go home because I have a niece who's a year old.
Yeah.
And the mom probably felt bad because she knows that I got it through him.
Yeah. So you're quarantined at your girl's house
I was quarantining her brother's room. Yeah. So her other brother got tested negative, but he went to the living room.
Okay.
And he was sleeping in there. I went in his room. And I was in prison for 2 weeks because I didn't see anybody but her youngest brother who gave me COVID. So where I was at, so there's three doors. One to go in the room, the other door goes to the restroom, and then the third door goes into the other brother's room.
Yeah, so it's like two connected, but connected with the restroom.
Yeah.
And that's where he was in one cell, you were in the other cell.
Yeah.
And you guys shared the restroom.
Yeah. And so when I went in there on day one, I noticed that the mom had like big, giant Ziploc bags with full of masks, and she got me medicine and cough drops and pretty much anything, like the hand sanitizers, everything that I needed.
Yeah.
A big thing of 32 bottles of water.
Yeah.
And when it was feeding time, she would put a folding table inside the restroom.
Uh-huh.
And she would call me, she goes, get your food's ready. And I would open the door to the restroom, get my food, and then close the door.
Yeah.
So the only other room that I saw besides was the room that I'm staying in was the restroom. I didn't see anybody in the house for 2 weeks.
Damn, dude.
I can look outside the window. That's it. Not even that, because it's like towards the side of the garage.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really see anything. But yeah.
That's why when you called me and you told me that you had COVID, I was like, oh, fuck, man. And then you're saying, you know, I was happy that you weren't really experiencing the symptoms that were like severe.
Yeah.
You're having mild symptoms of pretty much
everything. Yeah.
But then you felt more, I think you were hardest hit by exhaustion, right? Like,
yeah.
I
felt like my body was like went to war.
Yeah,
I was like
low
really,
energy.
Really, like just tired, fatigued. Like really tired. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And fatigued.
Yeah.
And, the first night was the worst because the first night, like, I didn't know what to expect. It's like, well, if I have COVID, so I was just waiting for something bad to happen.
I'm going to be dead in 2 days.
Yeah. I was thinking the worst because, like, you watch the news and, like, you see people dying of this shit. So
yeah.
I'm in bed waiting for something bad to happen to me, but you know, and nothing really happened. I think the worst thing that I got was, like, my chest was kind of feeling heavy, and I go, fuck, if this happens, I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm
here it goes. My lungs are going to collapse.
Yeah. I better start fucking raping somebody in this fucking house. But that didn't happen. I mean, it went away right away.
Yeah.
But, I mean, kudos to their parents, like her parents, because they would call me to make sure I was okay.
Yeah, they really helped you out. They came through, yeah. Man. They gave you a place to stay. They fed you.
They even bought me food like from the outside. Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool. But I was like, yeah, you're in prison. You're in prison for... I felt bad. I was like, damn, you're in prison for
yeah, you know what?
And 2 weeks, man.
Yeah. Like, thinking that way, like, fuck, I'm going to be here in this room for 2 weeks. It was fucked up. But then I said, well, I have a fucking TV. I can cast anything I want.
Yeah.
So I by the third day, I was loving a fucking quarantine. I was in bed, just watching whatever I wanted to watch.
Yeah.
So in that aspect,
I'm sure you had, like, a day or two of, like, restlessness, right? Where you're like, fuck, I just want to, like...
Yeah, I mean,
move about, walk around.
Yeah, I mean, I walked around the room. That was my
boredom,
exercise.
Basically boredom.
Yeah, but then like I slept a lot too.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm sure being sick took up a lot of your.
Yeah, because you would think, well, fuck, I have the whole time in the world to like watch stuff, but in reality, it was I watched stuff and maybe afternoon at night, but from the morning to the mid afternoon, I'd be just sleeping.
You were asleep, huh? Damn, dude.
But yeah,
it sounded rough. I checked up, you know, we check up on, he'll keep me updated or yeah. I'll check up and then you, yeah, it sounded rough at times, but
yeah,
for the most part, you know.
For the most part, yeah.
You got
it wasn't too bad. I think my girlfriend got it worse. I think
she
got it to the point where like we were thinking of taking her to the hospital.
Really?
It was that bad, yeah.
What was she experiencing?
A bad cough and she couldn't like, her chest was like hurting a lot.
No. Plus the stress of having it.
Yeah,
and the anxiety of having it. Like, when this thing first started kicking off, and then I got furloughed from work, you know, it was everywhere, and you didn't know who was, you know, we weren't really taking precautions at that point, and things are just barely starting to shut down. It was my last week of work. And I was just like, it would happen at night, because I worked at night, and then I'll just get my body will feel hot. And then I was just like, what the fuck? What is going on here? And then I couldn't breathe. And I was like, oh shit. And maybe I have it. And I don't know. And then so I let it go and it would come and go.
I remember that.
It came and go throughout the night. And then it happened like the next day. And then I was like, oh, dude, I got to go see somebody. I think I might have it, dude. And then I told you. And then got seen there like, no, you're healthy. You're good. I'm like,
okay.
You're fine. It's probably, you know, anxiety, man. That was a $200 anxiety visit.
Oh my God. But then, you know, like I was kind of disappointed afterwards. Like after I got my 10 day, my 14 days and I tested negative, I was like, fuck, this whole time I'm watching the news and they're scaring the shit out of me. And none of that shit even existed. Like for me anyways, maybe I know people get it rough than other people, but
for the most part, everybody now, a lot of people I know have gotten it. Like even my stepdad, I think tested. And he had the antibodies in his system. So at some point he got it like early in the year. And the last time you can remember being sick was like in January. And then my wife's sister, her whole house got it.
Mm-hmm.
They were all fine. No, they like for the most part, they had one of the daughters is like a little overweight. She started feeling a little bit more pressure on her chest, but she was fine for the most part.
Yes. Yeah. Same with well,
you were good.
I was really good. And you know, like I think, I got the flu shot, I think, maybe 3 weeks prior.
Yeah.
I think that helped me out a lot. Yeah. The fact that I ate fairly well and I take my vitamins, I think that kind of helped too.
Even when my wife got it, she didn't really feel anything. Like, she had like a little loss in taste. What else did she get? The headaches. That's about it.
Yeah.
The fogginess in the brain. She didn't have a good fever. She didn't get anything else. No chest pains. I think shortness of breath at times, but... It could have been also the anxiety.
Yeah.
Like that, it does hit you because you're worrying, like, oh, fuck, am I going to die? Like, is it going to hit me?
That's what I was thinking the first
time. What's going to happen? Should I text everybody, tell them I love them? You know, like, what am I going to do?
Start saying dick pics.
And then, so she tested positive. Me and my son tested the week after because by the time we were able to get a test going, it was a few days and almost a week by that time. And we both tested negative, but I assume that we should have gotten it because we sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
We should have gotten it.
Because at her house, everyone fucking tested positive except for the brother.
Yeah.
The brother never got it.
Yeah. The other brother, right? But he's not around you guys a lot. Is that?
No, well, the dad would be in the living room watching TV next to him, but he, but the brother would be wearing the double mask. He would wear gloves at all times.
Yeah. And it, my dad and his hell house, they got sick in March, like really sick. And I don't think he ever went to go get tested. They just kind of quarantined or whatever. And he's not necessarily the healthiest guy either. He's overweight and all that. And, you know, I was worried for him to get it, but he brushed off whatever he got. Could have been COVID, could have not been COVID. But I don't know, man. It's
weird, huh?
I think, is it overblown? I think the severity of the illness, I think, is overblown.
Yeah. Because I think the flu is way worse.
Yeah. I think the contagiousness, like, of this disease, of this virus, I think is not. I think it's pretty easily spread, and that's a problem. That's the biggest problem, is the fact that it's easily spread.
Is it something deadly? I don't think
deadly
so.
for a small percentage of the population. Yeah, I think so. But
because I felt like it's like a normal cold. That's how it felt to me.
Yeah, and it's weird when you hear those stories on the news of like, oh, so and so lost both parents in one day, like from COVID. I'm like, how is that? How? And they're like in their 30s and stuff like that, or their 20s.
That makes no sense.
It makes
to me
no
either.
Sense how, like, you know, I'm like, it's always like some kid is orphaned and stuff like that.
Because you have, like, my girlfriend who has diabetes, and her mom has diabetes, and they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got it, their cough bad, but for the most part, they're okay.
Yeah, they're okay. And I think, I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Makes
I don't
you
know.
Think, huh?
It makes you, like,
I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but yeah, it makes me think. Like,
I think the quickness of it spreading is, I guess, the only case you can make for kind of like limiting the exposure of like getting social distancing and mask and all that. But
I hate wearing masks.
To shut down everything. We're shutting down everything again. So yeah. I think salons and barbershops and all that stuff are closing up pretty soon. I think if not this week. No outdoor dining, no restaurants and all that stuff. So it's going to be, I don't know. It's kind of annoying. So I don't know what we're going to do. The vaccines are rolling out. UK already got approved.
Yeah.
I think they're doing like thousands of tests or vaccines this month. The US is supposed to do the same thing, I think, in a few weeks.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I'm hoping that, some of the other countries have a travel ban for Americans coming into the country. Hopefully those bans kind of drop, because I want to go to Japan this year.
I want to go to the UK. I want to go to the UK.
That's our next trip.
Yeah.
Me and Sandra are going to go to the UK next week. I think next year we're going to do London. We're going to do Germany and then Ireland.
Yeah. Those.
No, I'm sorry. We're going to do Germany, London, and Spain. That's what we're going to do.
I would do those too. Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing, I want to see Ireland.
So do I.
I just want to, plus you got redheads and freckles and I want to see if there's a lot up there. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm curious of that.
But yeah, like,
I'm going to be with my wife, but it doesn't really matter.
Because like we were supposed to do the UK this year, but like we flipped a coin and
I want to go to
Japan.
UK so bad. Like, I just want to like, yeah, the UK is probably one of the places I really want to go. Spain is another one. Germany, mainly probably Spain, UK, Ireland, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. France, even maybe Paris.
I went to London for sure. So
yeah. Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Now
the red light district in Ireland would be fucking awesome.
Yeah. This could be, you know, this episode, I think, what do you make of 2020? Now that we're pretty much in the last few weeks of 2020.
You know, it's fucked up. Yeah. Once Kobe Bryant died, the whole world went to shit.
But any positives, you think?
The Lakers won the championship for me.
Yeah. Dodgers won the championship.
Yeah, Dodgers won the championship. I don't know. Positives. Let's see.
Yeah.
Not really. It's kind of hard to find positives. Just because we were closed down for the majority of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
We couldn't go to live fights.
Yeah.
A lot of fights were canceled because of COVID.
A lot of fights are still being canceled, probably even more so now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people lost their jobs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would say it isn't a total loss, 2020. You got to spend a lot more time with the family. I think for myself, I think in terms of like fights and entertainment and sports and all that stuff, yeah, we kind of got fucked a little bit, but a lot of cool stuff have come out. Queen's Gambit, we talk about that in a little bit. Just ran through Breaking Bad. So a lot of, you know, we're getting a lot of stuff on streaming. Wonder Woman and all the WB, Warner Brothers movies are all going to be, all next year are all going to be all streaming HBO Max. So entertainment wise, no concerts is probably the biggest loss. But overall, I don't know. You got to spend time with the family, got to reevaluate careers, still made some money, got to save a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, that's one part. Yeah, that's true.
For me, I got to save a lot of money. You got to, you know, even though work, you know, I lost my job. I'll be transparent. I lost my job recently, but it wasn't a loss, a total loss. It was like, for me, I took advantage of that time, even went back to school to beef up my resume for certain things, and just got to do everything that I just wanted to do.
Yeah, pretty much take advantage of your
take advantage of the time. Like, I'm not one to sit around and do nothing. We did a lot more podcasts, a lot more guests.
Yeah,
Had more time for it. You know, got to. It was just ease of just like, yeah, come on over, let's do it. No hassle with scheduling. You know, like, it was just cool. That's true. You got a promotion.
Yeah.
You even got more of a recent promotion. To see if it'll stick for how long. I don't know.
For but just one more month.
The rest of this month.
Yeah.
I got a promotion this year. Even though I lost a job, I got the promotion of the year. So in the books, on the paper, I held that title for at least a year.
So, oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. You can put that on your resume. So
yeah, it's on my resume.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, whether you see politics or not, I mean, Trump's not in the office anymore.
That's the biggest plus.
I know there's a lot of Trump people out there that were, you know, hurt, probably still hurt. I get it. But that was a win. That was a win in my book.
That's the biggest win of 2020.
That was a big win for 2020. I don't know.
Too bad the guy can't.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't gone away yet. But, you know, like, I'm looking at it. Yeah, it was a pretty fucked up situation. But all in all, I think it was a good year. I think it was a pretty good year. And plus, we I think as a culture, as a world, you know, at the world, we got to take a break,
reevaluate
certain things, how we approach certain things, like even all the way down to basic sanitation. Like, why aren't we washing our hands, and why aren't we cleaning down stuff? Regardless of a pandemic or not, you know what I mean? So
this guy is jerking out and doesn't wash his hands afterwards.
Exactly. So I'm saying is that I don't think 2020 is a total loss. I actually think it was pretty good for the most part. Not everybody can say that. A lot of people had, you know, family members dying, losing their jobs, you know, tougher situations than I have it. I have support here, and my wife worked from home, and I was still able to bring some money. She able to bring in, you know, a good amount of money. Everybody here where I live kept their job. So all in all, it could have been a lot worse, and a lot of people did have it worse, but I think it was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, in that perspective, yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad at all.
Even fights. I thought in terms of fights, you know, we didn't get, you know, there wasn't any audience, but there's a lot of good fights this year, you know?
Yeah, but with MMA, like, we were kind of used to that with the Ultimate Fighter with no audience.
So yeah, we didn't mind.
It really didn't hurt the sport. I think with wrestling, it kind of hurt because they kind of rely on the audience.
Yes, yeah. But yeah, you mentioned wrestling. I haven't heard anything or seen any news in regards to how the WWE is doing right now.
Yeah, you know, I don't really know. But I'm sure they're doing well just because they have, you know, the TV deals with like, USA,
yeah,
and their like merchandise and stuff, and they have like their exclusive deal with Abu Dhabi.
Okay,
so
where they can hold the events, like big events.
So they have a, like, as far as money, it's like I think last I heard was like they're making the most money they've ever made in a long time.
Maybe because they don't have to. They don't have the cost of the traveling.
Yeah, I think for them the biggest loss is revenue, as far as you know, merchandise fans.
I think probably attendance and merchandise for sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. But then they also save money on the traveling of like the taking the equipment, the ring, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
The road crew, the paying road those crew. Guys. But as far as like their TV revenue is doing great.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're making a lot of money with that. So
are they? Because I don't hear anything of like. I don't see any ads for SmackDown or Raw, or I don't hear anything about the pay-per-views, and maybe I just heard it from you, but I would, for some reason, I'm not even seeing anything on any news feeds or anything regarding WWE.
They pretty much just do it on their TV show, all their promos.
Okay.
But I've never seen any outside promotion.
I don't see any outside promotion.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird.
Which is make I was like, damn, are they even like? I didn't even know if they're doing events. I'm like, or even holding a SmackDown.
They just had the Survivor Series. Like, I think it was last week. Yeah, it was the Undertaker's last one.
That's right. Okay, that's the only, actually that was really one of the only things I heard.
I think Undertaker was on the Ariel show.
Retired. Yeah, he officially retired his last match or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the Ariel show. So.
Okay. I don't know. I just always saw a lot more promotion, a lot more commercials.
I'm sure, like
interviews, all that.
All that exposure for their shows and stuff isn't as evident now because of COVID. But who knows?
And you stopped watching, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing my own timeline.
Yeah,
I kind of went back and watched some of the other episodes.
But you're not watching current. You're not up to date on the current stuff.
No, it's been a long time. I got lost interest.
When was the last time you really were following it?
When there was fans in the audience.
So before COVID.
Yeah,
right before COVID.
COVID, okay. Yeah. It's just hard to watch wrestling now with no crowd.
Is it?
It's just awkward.
Is it? Yeah.
It's awkward, yeah.
Is it, it's not the content itself? Is it not the PG?
It's more, era? I mean, it's a little both, but more because of
it's just
no
weird.
Audience.
It's just weird.
Yeah, because they're like pointing to like empty seats or like talking to like nobody.
Are they still doing that? Are they still like acting like people are there?
Yeah.
Okay. Like why would?
Yeah. But now they have like the whole digital crowd. But even then, it's like
They have the NBA NBA screens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
So I
guess that makes some difference. Yeah.
That's true. I just haven't watched it because for whatever reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
We mentioned Pat Patterson?
No. the world's famous child molester, I guess. Yeah. It's almost like.
I didn't know he had allegations against him. I didn't know he had like. Yeah.
Yeah. He probably paid him off.
He probably settled out of court, huh?
Yeah. I think everyone knew that he sucked like 10-year-old dicks back in the day. But he's like Sandusky. Is that his name?
You know what? They don't, but I saw an article, and the headline of the article, which was weird, on Yahoo, said openly gay WWE wrestler dies. So I don't know what age he was. And then you click on the article, and it had a different title, had a more respectable title. It didn't mention his him being gay or anything like that. It just meant legendary Pat Patterson, wrestler Pat Patterson.
Yeah.
Died, whatever. No gay. Openly gay thing in the headline, and then I didn't read the article, but I doubt they mentioned anything about the allegations.
You know, I should look for it, see how many allegations were like.
You know what I mean? Because I think that would be something that more overshadows everything else he's really done. If it like you know, yeah. it seems like it would be something that would overshadow. Like even instead of celebrating him being as the first openly gay kind of pro wrestler to come out, even though he came out really late in life, it would be like more accused child molester, Pat Patterson.
Yeah.
You know, died at so and so. That's why I figured would be the headline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it says here that. Well, they have boys came forward.
Yeah.
Accusing them of like inappropriate like touching.
Uh-huh.
But they don't say men, they said boys, so like I'm assuming
underage. Yeah.
And it also says that the WWE's former announcer, Murray Hudson, accused Pat Patterson of like sexual harassment. And then like, I guess he was released from the company and then he came back. And
I was saying, did WWE part ways from him? Did
they ever like back in 92 is when like they parted ways from him, because I guess like this announcer was like being harassed by Pat Patterson.
Were the allegations back then too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there was reported, I guess he asked wrestlers for sexual favors in exchange for a push in the WWF.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yeah. I pictured him being like, hey, I'll show you. I'll get you in backstage, or I'll like
the little boys. I'll put a word in,
you know. Yeah, I'll train you and maybe even get you up to the big leagues.
You know, and then there was like wrestlers who were like in the mid card.
Yeah,
he promised them like a push to the main event. He didn't fuck him in the ass or they were sucking his dick for a little while. So there's like two right there.
Fucking Pat Patterson.
Yeah. Well, there was three: the boys, the announcer, and then
the sexual favors from wrestlers.
Yeah.
And I think he, even up to him dying, WWE didn't really distance themselves from him, right? No. He was still part
of it. They still celebrate him, yeah.
Yeah, they still celebrate him.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's like he was a weirdo.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably put on his Peter Pan costume at night.
And is he one of the only openly gay?
I think so. I mean, like, unless there's someone that I can think of, but I can't think of anybody.
Yeah, I don't think
just because like he was always in the headlines back then.
Yeah,
probably why.
And the only person that even came close to like having that type of persona that could be or could not be was Goldust.
Yeah,
yeah. Goldust was like,
yeah, that's one. Yeah,
cross dressing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
But everyone knew that he was straight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like,
but as a kid, you thought he sucked dick on the side or something.
Like, what do you like? He would like grab guys or like in the ring, and then like you blow him kisses, and he had the long hair, and then
or like make his like
tongue. He'd like throw his hair back like that. Yeah, and
it's like stick his tongue out like he's eating a pussy. Yeah,
dude, I love Goldust. Goldust was like,
yeah,
yeah, him and they'll like we always talk about it. I don't get how Goldust's son could not come up with another creative, like, character.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have Dusty Rhodes, who had, like, his whole gimmick, big guy.
The polka dots.
Louisiana, fucking polka dots and all this stuff. Like, and then you have Goldust, who was just, like, this cross-dressing. Complete opposite,
yeah.
Cross-dressing, but he had the same colors.
Yeah.
And, like, just took it to another level. Mm-hmm. And then you have his son, who's just fucking, like, playing as white bread, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking failed, dude.
Yeah. You know, yeah, he did fail. You know, like, I never really thought about it that way, but yeah, you're right.
Well, you come from...
he's like, talk about being plain.
Yeah, you talk about being plain.
No personality,
nothing, man.
Nah, that's sad.
That's
poor guy.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. At least like Bret Hart or not Bret Hart, like Anvil's daughter or any of like, they kind of carried on that kind of like
tradition
of the look or the colors or whatever, the attitude. Fucking, what's his name? Rhodes?
Dustin
Rhodes? No, it's not that.
No, there's someone else. Cody Rhodes. Rhodes.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you have those two as your dad and your grandfather, and then you come out with like no gimmick with at nothing. All and you're just yourself.
Ugh. It's sad.
It's sad. Yeah. What do we talk about? Yeah, I've been streaming a lot. During quarantine, you had Queen's Gambit. I recommended you,
great show.
Yeah, love it.
If you guys are looking for a good show, that's a show.
And Taylor Joy, fucking sexy as hell.
And for the guys out there, oof.
Oh,
she's quite an eye candy, man. Yeah. That's an understatement.
Such a good show. 7 episodes.
I love like the locations, like where they shot it at, how it's shot. The costumes are fucking great.
The story was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I like is all those guys fucking my girl. Yeah. But other than that, yeah. I don't know. I took offense to it.
Punch the TV.
I was fucking pissed.
Yeah. Breaking Bad. I just finished Breaking Bad. I was late to the party on Breaking Bad.
But yeah. I'm currently on the third season.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you got to watch this. It's fucking.
I'm glad that you recommended it to me because it's such a good show. It's such a great show. But, you know, No, go ahead.
No, I know. I was saying, I know Better Call Saul is like the spinoff. I know it's going to be good because that even that one is getting like just always nominated.
Oh, for really?
Emmys and all that stuff. Oh.
And how many Emmys did Breaking Bad get? You know,
yeah, I remember when it was on, it was getting like almost every year, just always getting nominated. Wow. Bryan Cranston, I think they both won Emmys at one point for the show. Best scripted drama, probably like all the time. Throughout its entire run, I think.
I'm kind of glad that I'm watching it now because can you imagine having to wait a whole fucking week plus commercials?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able
to do it. It's easier to go to do it this way.
Yeah.
But, you know, going back on Queen, I had a point for Queen's Gambit. I totally forgot what it was.
It's such a good show, though. Fucking love it.
Gambit. It's great, man. Now I remembered. So, like, I remember watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And also went to the chick that, like, during the episode, or during the downtime of the episode, I would fucking look up, like, is there any news of the chick out there on the internet?
there aren't any.
I know. I was looking pissed.
I looked already.
Yeah? Oh, fuck, man.
But there's a lot of good, like, slow motion video capture gifs and all that. Yeah. There's a lot of good ones of those.
Damn.
And it's crazy, though. She's
young. She's only like 24, right?
Yeah. Her mom's Spanish and English.
I watched that interview in Spanish.
Yeah. It's freaking crazy, huh? And her dad's Argentinian and like Irish or some shit like that. So she grew up her like first 8 years of her life in Argentina.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Like, she looks good as a blonde, but I think what suits her best is that redhead look.
She looks good at blonde, brunette, redhead. You know, she looks good.
I like the redhead.
In Split, she was brunette and redhead. I mean, she was Split. She was brunette.
Yeah.
Queen's Gambit, she's redhead. I really want to check out New Mutants because she's in it. She's super blonde, long hair. Plays a Russian girl.
Oh, she's so sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, you crush right now.
Yeah.
She's so hot.
Speaks fluent Spanish. It's crazy. Watch her speak Spanish. Huh? She wants to do. I think she wants to do
porn.
She wants to do a series or a movie. She wants to do stuff in Spanish.
Okay.
Like she wants to kind of.
Well, good, because Spanish TV will probably make her be half naked. So I'm all for it.
Yeah. do some foreign film. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then like with Breaking Bad, I don't know, man. Call me weird, but I would think for the mom.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. She's not bad. She's not bad. Who did I find attractive in that show?
Jessica Jones.
Yeah. The girl that played Jessica Jones before, she was all young and fresh in that series. Mm-hmm. She looked good. She looked good in that one. She was probably one of the best looking ones. You know, the sister, I wasn't really attracted to the sister, but she got more attractive in the later seasons. 4 and 5, she got more attractive.
You know the brother-in-law, the DEA agent?
Yeah.
He reminds me of like of an older, like maybe like dad bod of like Jimmy Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Yeah. They're those two, like that whole like, yeah. Dude, Walter White. I think I love Walter White. I don't know.
Agent I love too, man. He's fucking hilarious.
He's hilarious too. Yeah.
He's all racist.
Yeah. Like I think, you know, like you're saying you felt bad for what's his face?
Jesse.
I felt bad for like the DEA agent most of the time. I think I feel bad for him because he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And then he like, you could tell he's just dedicated to his job.
He cares about his job and Walter.
Yeah. He legitimately cares about Walter. He'll do anything for them.
Yeah.
And
like, Walter doesn't give a fuck. Huh?
Walter doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Dude. But Walter cares a lot about him too. But Walter cares about more about himself for sure. Yeah, I don't want to spoil the fourth season, fifth season. Those are so good.
Before
fifth season's crazy.
Before Walter's wife left them, I felt like I was surprised to see his reaction when his wife left them. Mm-hmm. Like he was sad and distraught over it.
Yeah.
But then like when he had his family, it just seemed like he didn't give a fuck about them.
Yeah. Yeah. He was so he was so depressed.
His son was there trying to get, you know, donations.
Yeah.
And showing that he really loves his dad. And he was like, whatever about it.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't give a fuck. Like, he was like, callous.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what? Do you really give a fuck about your family? Like, are you that upset?
Yeah.
I don't think you are. Because when you had them, you didn't give a fuck anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna love season 4 and 5. I'm telling you, man. It's so,
I can't wait. Like,
so good.
I'm watching with my girlfriend, so like I can't really go on my own pace. Like, I have to wait for her.
Yeah.
So that's kind of frustrating because I want to like keep going in, but I got to stop.
Yeah. I was watching at least three episodes a night. I was watching.
Oh, I can do that easy too.
Yeah, because it just goes easily, like quickly, right from one to the next, to the next. I'm gonna forget that I already even went to the next episode sometimes.
This is one episode. Has like a Mexican song, like the intro.
Yeah, for the intro,
fucking great.
That was a
fucking long intro.
It was a long intro. It was a straight up song,
like cumbia,
cumbia of Walter White,
yeah. That was great. I was like, fuck, it was like super long. Man, what the fuck is this thing gonna fucking finish?
It's straight up music video.
Yeah, it was like a music. Yeah, it was a music video. That was crazy.
Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, watch Breaking Bad. You'll love it.
We'll get to we'll touch a little bit on the fight. So I think this weekend, let's get to some MMA stuff. You know, we haven't done this for almost a month.
Yeah.
This weekend you have one championship, LFA, and then you have the kind of the late put together card of Jack Hermanson and Marvin Vettori this weekend. You have Alvin St. Preux on the card. You have a few other people, Montana De La Rosa on the card. It'll be a fun card just to watch. I'm interested in the main event, see how that goes, because Jack Hermanson is kind of put in a bad position to where he's got a like late opponent. He's had like almost two switches for opponents, and it's just so. It's going to be interesting to see how he turns this around and keeps his spot in the top five. But overall, like from like last week, or anything throughout this past month, anything that stood out to you that was, because we haven't really talked about anything, any fight that really stood out to you or any fighter this past month?
Who fought this month?
You could do...
I know there was a big fight this month. I don't know there was, right?
I mean, there was a Tyson and...
besides one, that, there wasn't there like a big fight this, or was it...
There was the
month prior.
There was Anthony Smith and Devin Clark was this past weekend.
Uh huh.
Which is a good card. That was a good card. Figueiredo versus Perez. That was the weekend before.
But wasn't there like a? Oh, you know what? Khabib and Justin Gaethje was this, in November.
Yeah. Which I don't think we recapped. Did we recap?
No, but I think. I mean,
Fowler Dos Anjos was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Khabib, you know, just because he went 29-0,
yeah,
he showed his dominance yet again to a fighter many thought would give him the toughest test, and he went through him like butter.
He went through him like, like nothing.
The fact that he retired 29-0,
yeah,
after losing his father and still going out there and being as savage the way he is and pretty much steamrolled over Justin Gaethje.
And that fight really kind impressive. Of like, I think that fight... How did you pick that fight? How did you predict it?
I thought that Justin Gaethje was gonna neutralize his Khabib's wrestling skills. Mm-hmm. I mean, his wrestling, but I knew that at some point the fight would get to the ground
and it was
by Khabib, and Justin would be able to like get up from his feet. But that was wishful thinking because that never happened.
Yeah.
I just thought that Justin Gaethje would put up a better fight, but. Yeah. You can't fault Justin because, I mean, Khabib is Khabib.
Yeah, I'm not tooting my horn or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure Khabib. I called it in the second.
I think so too.
I thought it was by submission in the second.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, right? And it kind of went that way. I figured like when they came down to the ground, I think the jiu-jitsu was going to be the biggest hole in Gaethje's game, and that was going to end up being his biggest hole. I don't know. I know Khabib's in talks right now. He might come back. He might not come back.
Yeah.
I don't know who there is for him to fight. It would be GSP or Michael Chandler would be the only person on the roster that I could see that would be a fun fight. Why not take out the biggest? If I was Khabib, why not take out the biggest name outside of your organization that came in? Take him out, and then you could say you really like cleaned up the division.
I would for that reason, and also be 30-0.
And 30-0. Yeah. If you can't get GSP, I wouldn't mind a Chandler and Khabib.
No.
I think that'd be good.
I think Chandler would get handled pretty easily.
I think so too.
I don't think it'd be a worse beating than Justin.
Yeah, because I don't think it'd be
about the same.
Khabib won't. I don't think he'll have that much mercy on Chandler.
No,
he'll show that much. And
just seeing Chandler and some of the guys he lost to in Bellator,
yeah,
makes me think that he'll have no chance.
Yeah.
With Khabib.
But if I was Khabib, you know, if they give me enough money, I wanted to compete one more. I would go with Chandler.
Yeah, one paycheck. Yeah,
yeah. And then I'd be like, yeah, I beat the best guy outside of our organization. I beat him too.
Yeah, and former champion of Bellator. Former champ.
Yeah, it was almost like a super fight.
Yeah,
basically. I think Dos Santos and Teixeira. No, not Dos Santos. Santos, Glover.
I mean, I think Glover was my fighter of the year.
That was, I mean, he's so tough. It's
crazy,
man.
And he's like in his 40s, isn't
that, it? That was one of my favorite fights of the month. I think that was for that like those two. But yeah, I think who else? Ortega and Zombie. Mm. Oh no, that was October. That was October. We covered that one. But I think my favorite fight of the month was probably Santos and Teixeira. That was just a back and forth, and then just the toughness of Teixeira. I don't know. I just really enjoyed that one. I think we're gonna do our. We'll wait for in a couple weeks and do our year review. Mm. We took a couple cards, but you know, I think another fighter of the year, Figueiredo.
Yeah.
You know, gets the title almost four. Fights in this year, and three of them would be title fights. It's not bad right there. So
that's true.
He's another one.
There's 22 shopping days left. Shoplifting days left.
Yeah. Shopping is going on. A lot of spending of whatever money you got. And
for you, you have your boy's birthday and Christmas.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Back to back. Yeah. His birthday's going to be on the 23rd. So he's basically two years old. So, but yeah. I think that'll be the show. It's great to come back and finally do another one. Man. And it's
really good.
Great to be back in studio. So I want to thank you guys for watching, listening. We'll be back next week, a brand new episode, and then just cover everything from this weekend and more. So.
All right, guys. Be safe and wash your hands.
Yeah.